The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We started the commentary on one of the famous du'as that we recite every night in the month of Ramadan, known as du'a iftitah. And so I'll continue with that. And then we come into the fourth praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi la sharika lahu fi khalqihi wa la shabiha lahu fi azamatihi. He talked about Tawheed, he talked about his kingdom, that nobody is there, he is the absolute master. And then he singles down, he comes to one point. He says there is even no partner in creation. Khaliq is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Shariq there either. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about the examples which is there in the Quran, for example, of Isa ibn Maryam bringing the dead back to life, or the story of Ibrahim in the Quran, alayhi salam, where Allah told him, take four birds, cut them off, kill them, mix their, parts, spread them in different areas, and then call them, and they will become alive by your call. And they will come, flying to you. That's also creation, but that is bi'idhnillah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why even if you look at the ayat about Isa ibn Maryam, when he talks about these issues, which are very extraordinary miracles, he uses the words bi'idhnillah. In other cases, he doesn't. But in these cases, he does this to emphasize that when it comes to khalq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any sharik. Yes, he can give that power and authority to the chosen ones, but that is by the will of Allah and the discretion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا شَبِيْءَ لَهُ فِي عَظَمَتِهِ. And there is no one like him in his greatness. This is very similar to this statement we see in many du'as. لَيْثَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like him. Absolutely nothing. And this is a challenge for many Muslims also who read the Quran and they say, Allah talks about his hand. He talks about his face. This ayat, laysa kamithlihi shay, is the decisive one. Allah doesn't have anybody. There is nothing like him. And so whenever these words attributing body parts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are to be taken, in the words of our imams, in a symbolic sense. Yadullah, hand of Allah, means the power or generosity of Allah. Wajhullah, the face of Allah, means the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in the literal sense of hand or face. And the fifth praise in this early part of the dua, Alhamdulillahi al-fashif fil khalq amruhu wa hamduhu, الظاهر بالكرم مجده الباسط بالجود يده الذي لا تنقص خضائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما إنه والعظيم الوهاب. This is one sense, sentence in a way, a long one, where we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the one whose command and praise is visible in the universe. Every day when the sun comes up, that is a sign of his power. When the sun goes down, it is a sign of his power. We can be more advanced and advanced and advanced, But the system which is there in the universe is there. Again and again is declaring the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Zahir bil-Karam majduhu, whose glory is evident through his generosity. You know, one of the du'as that we have in the month of Rajab, where we say that you are the one who provides for those who know you and ask for it. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُهُ. And also those who don't know you. That even they don't know him, they don't recognize him, they don't pray to him, but the blessings are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, take the example of rain. It doesn't see, only this area is a Muslim area, this is a mulhid and atheist. No, it just comes all over. You know, it's not that the houses are selected, the believers will have the rain and the non-believers will not have. And this is where we talk about, you know, his generosity itself. This is the evidence of his glory. Al-Basit bil-Juda yadahu. His hand is outstretched in generosity. Again, hand is not to be taken in a literal sense. You know, it just means, you know, there are people, you know, we say his hand is open. In a sense, he is generous in giving. And there are others who say, well, you know, his hand is always in his pocket. you wouldn't see that anyway. You know, so even in Arabic, you know, these words are used. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of the ayat of Quran, talking about Bani Israel, the Yahud in Medina, that they say that, you know, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَطَانِ. Allah's hands are tight. You know, he doesn't give out that easily. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like it at all. You know, although we don't have any expression to the words, but it seems he was so angry, he says, no, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَطَانِ. He says, no, both of my hands are open. Now, first was only one, now this is two hands are open. In a sense, Allah is saying that, you know, I am most generous. And I give to everyone. Even, you know, when we talk about a human being, when we are talking about the first phase in the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raziq through the mother. You know, even when you look at the animals, a simple ant, the rizq reaches to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-basit bil-juda yadahu الذي لا تنقص خضائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما. He is the one whose treasures never decreases. You know, when we start giving things in charity, we say, well, you know, my bank balance is going down. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing like that, you know, his treasure is going to be empty one day. No, rather, الذي ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما. The more he gives, you know, it increases his generosity and kindness. Why? إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. Because he is ample giving, he is the mighty and the generous.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib.
ليتك دوما قريب ليتك.